With your latest news, I'm Carslee Fuller. Government reported the results of 182 COVID-19 tests on Tuesday. None came back positive. There are more than 1,100 people currently in isolation. A further 1,100 people have received the COVID-19 vaccine since we last reported it, including 919 in Grand Cayman and 181 in Cayman Brac. This brings the total number of people vaccinated by the end of Tuesday to 3,119. The ceremonial 2020-21 opening of the Grand Court is taking place later this morning, and it will be live streamed online at Judicial Administration this year. You can catch all the action at judicial.ky from 9:30 a.m. And Meals on Wheels has the Change for Change coin drive and the Hopscotch fundraiser coming up this month so the nonprofit charity can help seniors across the island get a hot meal. General Manager Jennifer West.
And we're asking the community to find their loose change or folding dollar bills or checks and just give generously. We are hoping to raise enough funds to feed our seniors for a month, and right now we are serving over 315 meals per day, and we feed a senior for $5 a day.
A.L. Thompson, Atlantic Department Store, Book Nook, Buy Smart, Credit Union, Cost You Less, Foster's Grocery Stores, Hurley's Marketplace, and more will be part of the coin drive locations on Friday and Saturday, the 29th and 30th of January, from 8 a.m. to 6.
So Meals on Wheels will be there to have a presence, as we are beneficiaries of the event as well. So there'll be a booth there where people can start dropping off their coins, where people can find out more information about what Meals on Wheels does every day. But the event itself is being hosted by Market Street Group, and so Meals on Wheels is very thankful to have been chosen to be beneficiaries in the event. So it's a fun afternoon for the family, adulting time. So there's live music and other events happening.
The Hopscotch Festival is taking place at the Waterfront Urban Diner in Caymana Bay on Saturday, January 23rd. Tickets are $10. If you'd like to volunteer for the coin drive, you can email volunteer at mealsonwheels.ky or call 769-1974. Two scientists based at the Montserrat Volcano Observatory are heading to St. Vincent this week to monitor the La Soufrière volcano as it continues to erupt. The National Emergency Management Organization said the Caribbean Disaster Emergency Management Agency is finalizing helicopter support for the team to install equipment and collect samples from the summit of the volcano. The dome that broke through the crater floor on December 27th on the southwest perimeter of the existing dome continues to grow within the crater and has had an ellipsoid shape, with growth expanding in a westerly direction. No reconnaissance flight to the volcano was done Monday due to unfavorable weather conditions. However, the research team led a mission on Saturday with the assistance of a drone pilot to test the feasibility of using drones for aerial surveillance of the volcano. The alert level in the country remains at orange, meaning that an eruption could occur within 24 hours. Now with a check of international news, here's the BBC, which will take us out of the newscast. I'm Carslee Fuller from Radio Cayman's newsroom.
BBC News with Jerry Smith. Research by the BBC has found that a young black Brazilian is up to five times more likely to be shot by police than a white counterpart. The research also highlighted the staggering level of police violence in Brazil's main cities. The Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny says he's returning home from Germany, where he's been receiving treatment after being poisoned with the Novichok nerve agent 5 months ago. He called on supporters to meet him on Sunday off his flight. The US has withdrawn its observers from tomorrow's Ugandan presidential election after the authorities accredited fewer than a quarter of them. Washington's embassy said such small numbers were not sufficient to carry out the task. Democrats in the U.S. House of Representatives are getting ready to impeach President Trump over last week's deadly attack on Congress. It was carried out by his supporters, whom the Democrats say the president incited. They decided to move ahead with the vote after Vice President Mike Pence rejected a call to remove Mr. Trump from office. Human Rights Watch has called on President-elect Biden to put the defense of human rights front and center of U.S. foreign and domestic policy. The group described Donald Trump as a disaster for human rights. BBC News.